Please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Church of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, with joy we celebrate the day of our Lord's resurrection. By the grace of Christ among us, enable us to show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Acts. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm with the congregation, please, reading the bold print. How good and how pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the dew of Hermon flowing down upon the hills of Zion, for there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. A reading from 1 John. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did other signs in the presence of his disciples, which were not written in the book. But these others are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The right hand of God raised me up, the hand of the Lord has triumphed. I shall never die, I shall live telling his deeds. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The stone which the builders rejected
Please be seated. Well, I'm glad to be back with you all again. It's kind of like a homecoming when I come back. I feel kind of comfortable here, so I hope you enjoy our time together as well. So I have a wonder. Can you imagine Easter was only 1 week ago? In some ways, it seems like it was a long time ago. I mean, since then we've had some severe weather. I had hail down my way by Columbus, Dublin. Tornadoes have danced around. Spring break has happened. Some of the families have gone on vacation. And you know, children perhaps a week ago were immersed in chocolate candies and Easter bunnies. A lot has happened in a week's time. How about in your life? I know a lot has happened in my life personally. Just one short little week ago, the bells played, the choirs sang. We shouted out our resurrection chant. You know the one I'm talking about, right? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You guys are good at that. Good, good, good. So my wonder is Easter filled with all of the hype that the preachers said last week? Has new revelation, has new life and new hope, possibility become a reality for you this week? Have things changed since Easter Sunday rising? Or have we gone back to the same old routines as if Easter was just a day to celebrate and now everything's back on the way it was? Do we hold fast in the innermost depths of our heart and love for God the celebration of Easter? Has Easter become a thing that has come and gone? Or is it something that remains holding us in a way of really anticipating, watching for ways of resurrection and new life in our lives? Last week, we saw many things, right? We saw that the women, and it's almost like the singing group, you know? We had Peter, and we had Mary, we didn't have Paul, we had John run to the tomb. They didn't look in. I mean, they looked in, but they didn't go in. And then it says they went home to the upper room. They'd locked themselves there.
out of fear. Do we ever get locked in anything out of fear? This Easter season, I am so humbled by the amazing grace of God. I have to confess, I was really grateful not to preach last week. I find Easter the hardest Sunday of all the year to preach because I always just wanted to get up. I was in the church 27 and a half years, and every Easter I wanted to just get up and say, "Y'all know what happened today? Yes. Great. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Well, let's sit down. Let's go. You already know the story. You already know what's happened, right? Jesus did not just preach about resurrection. Jesus is resurrection and life. Jesus did not just call upon God to raise Lazarus out of the tomb, to raise a little girl from death, to raise and heal Simon's mother-in-law that was on her deathbed. Jesus is the new life. He is the one who turns our mourning into dancing. That seems strange, doesn't it? Because I don't know about you, but sometimes I get in the throes of grief so deeply. But God can turn those around into dancing and joy. God forgives our poor choices in life, frees us from our old habits, so that when the delineation of Easter celebration happens, that we don't fall back into doing life as usual, but we are set free from life as usual to live it in a new way, anticipating the newness of God. It is amazing the things that happen because of Easter. So our gospel story today continues on the second week of the Easter season in Eastertide, right where they were, still in the upper room. Had they hid there for a whole week? Did they have enough food? Did they go out for water? Did they show their face in daylight? I don't know. But here they are in the house in the upper room, locked away in their fears. Have we ever been locked away in our fears? Jesus comes to them, and right away, he says to them, "Peace be with you." Settle down, settle down. Peace be with you. And then he does the most odd thing. He breathes on them. You know, in the post-COVID season that we live, when somebody breathes on you, I don't want to get Jesus germs, right? You know, I mean, we're a little bit of germophobic in our culture right now because we don't want people to breathe on us. The disciples had a choice, right? They could have held their breath. They could have let that breath of Jesus, the risen Christ, pass on by. But I wonder if that breath lingered in the room. So even if they had tried to hold their breath, we know logically the body will pass out and start breathing again. So Jesus' breath was going to fill them. Every fiber of their being, every cell of their body, that Holy Spirit is going to breathe into them. Goodness, how has God breathed into you this Easter season? To every cell and every fiber of your being. This is a most impactful spiritual formation story. It's foundational to how the good news, the gospel of Jesus, the risen Christ, comes into our humanity and forms us differently on the inside, simply by the power of God's breath. Now, we may not have Jesus standing right here to breathe on us, but the Holy Spirit is here. And maybe Jesus is standing here, breathing on us. Do we hold our breath? Or do we take a deep breath and let the power of God breathe into us? Jesus really, really, really wants the disciples to understand how the Holy Spirit is alive and unleashed upon the world, upon humanity. You know the text from John 3:16. Do y'all have that one memorized too? You had the resurrection cheer, so I thought maybe you had that one memorized too. You know, because I'm sure if I started, you know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So I retired from the United Methodist Church January 1st of this year. Yay! And I still do all of my ministry business, a little bit less, but not quite so much. And one of the things I did as soon as I retired was jumped into, wait for it, are you ready? I'm taking a Greek class, Koine Greek, so he, you know, the Old Testament Greek class I'm taking, it's very hard. But that word for world is cosmos in Greek. Now, the thing about Greek I've learned is it does not equate, like cosmos equals world. That's true, but that's not all it equals. Cosmos equals all of God's creation. Cosmos equals humanity. Cosmos equals the universe. So God so loves humanity, all that God has created, this entire universe, that Jesus died for us so that he could breathe upon and within us. I already confessed that Easter is my hardest day to preach because I don't know what to say. So I'm going to turn to TV. Had anybody ever seen the, it's not on broadcast stations anymore, but it's on streaming. Have you seen Bull with Jason Bull? He's a trial scientist, and what he does is he prepares people for the trial that someone has to go through. He prepares the defense witnesses so that they can recall as much as they can recall. And the thing I learned from that show is the best witnesses are first-hand eyewitnesses. There are also people that are open to really noticing what is around and within them, what is happening. And those eyewitnesses are not afraid to get involved. They're not afraid to investigate. So when I think about this gospel reading this morning, that John, in the Gospel of John, is encouraging us to become witnesses, eyewitnesses, so that we notice our firsthand experience of the breath of God filling us, so that we have that openness, that anticipation, that we're courageous enough to investigate that this could be the Christ. Let's not run away out of fear. So I wonder this day, how are we living after last week's Easter celebration as eyewitnesses to the resurrection? The disciples, even after Mary ran into the room and told them that Jesus was alive last week, that she has seen the risen Lord, they still keep themselves locked up in that upper room until a reading of today, which is really last week's afternoon. It's really Easter afternoon, is what we're talking about today. And so I wonder, how do you sit in prayer? I talk to the students that I teach at the seminary, and I talk to them. I say, you know, sometimes we do prayer in, like, I consider it a drive-through prayer. Have you ever been to McDonald's? You know, you say, I'd like to have a Big Mac and fries, and you expect to get that at the next window. Sometimes I wonder if we don't drive through and say, dear God, this is what I'd like. Here's my order. Please fulfill it for me. Or I say to the seminarians, what if we learn to sit and soak in that prayer? Now, I don't mean just sitting, because not many of us can just sit. Maybe it's walking around nature. Maybe it's taking a camera and taking photographs. Maybe it's playing with our grandchildren. How do we soak in our prayer so that it doesn't just come through our mind, but it goes into our heart? It goes in with the breath of God into every fiber of our being. When Jesus was alive on earth, he had intentional, lengthy time of prayer before God. No drive-through prayers. This, on the other side of Easter here, on the other side of last week, how have we transformed our prayer from driving through, possibly, to soaking in God's holy presence? My wonder remains for myself, for y'all, how has the Easter celebration transfigured our daily lives? All the circumstances may look the same, but are we different because of Easter rising? How are you a witness to that difference? How am I a witness to that difference? You know, one of my biggest fears in life, some of you were here last night, so I want to tell a different story. So one of my biggest fears in life is like heights. This isn't too bad. I can do this one. So, but you know, some of the pulpits that make you go up there, you know, I have to preach down in front because I'm so afraid of heights. Well, one summer I thought I had it licked, that I wasn't afraid of heights anymore. And I was driving from here to Bon Secours Retreat Center, which is just outside of Washington, D.C. And the road I had to take takes you through the mountains, you know. And I'm thinking, I am so brave. I am not afraid of heights anymore. I am so brave. And I turned and looked to see what this long bridge was about. And I went, oh, I am not brave. I am not brave. I am not brave. The whole time I was at the retreat center, I was so worried I had to drive back over that bridge, right? Because what I saw when I turned around, not just the depth, but I saw over here this one lonely pillar holding up this road, and I knew I had to drive on that road to get home. I ask everybody, is there any other way I can get back to Ohio? Any other, I can take my time. I can go anywhere. No, that's really going to be your best route. And I was so afraid. The night before I had to leave, we had a Tze service. I don't know if you're familiar with those songs, but they're little short songs that are soaking prayer. And you go to healing stations where you're anointed by prayers. And so I went to one of the stations, and they said, anything special we can pray for you? And I said, yes. I had to drive over this bridge, and I'm terrified. I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night, panic attacks. That's how afraid I am of heights. I called my big brother, told him what was going on. I thought for sure I could convince him to come and get me, and he's like, you'll be fine, drive home. And so at the Tazay service, when I told them what I was afraid of, they prayed for me, and they prayed that my eyes would be shielded from the sight of that bridge. So I got to the foot of the mountains and I went, oh my gosh, don't stop now, just go, just go, just go. And I kept driving and I kept driving. And I'm here to tell you, I never, ever saw the bridge. It's as if the cross of Jesus stretched out in front of me as I drove through those mountains. And I kept saying, it's got to be coming up. It's got to be coming up. It's got to be coming up. Now, one thing happened. I got to one point, and there was a deer in the middle of the mountains on the top of this mountain standing beside the road. I also don't like deer at night because I'm afraid of hitting one. But there it was, and it looked at me. It almost like waved at me going by, you know? And the next thing I knew in my rearview mirror, I was descending down the mountains, and they were all behind me. For me, the hand of Christ did exactly as that prayer asked, to shield my eyes, stretch out before me, so I could drive home. What's your story? What's your witness of how the living Christ is truly a presence in your life? May we become eyewitnesses for the resurrection. Amen.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father and the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in the one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten from the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and those in need of good news. Your church cries out, O God, and you listen. As you drew near to the disciples, draw near to us this day. Breathe on us your Holy Spirit, that our faith is renewed and we witness to your love. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Adam, our pastor and conference dean, Brenda, our presiding minister today, and all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your creation cries out, O God, and you listen. Nurture trees, crops, wildflowers, and all growing things. Guide farmers, gardeners, arborists, and others who tend the soil and nurture plants into life. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your world cries out, O God, and you listen. Guide police, firefighters, paramedics, and other first responders to work for the well-being of communities and the dignity of every person, that no one may need to live in fear. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your children cry out, O God, and you listen. Hear your people crying out for justice, for an end to racism and other oppression, and for a world where all are fed and safe. We pray for all who cry out in suffering or pain, especially Justin, Susie, Scott, Connie, John, Dan, Eileen, Pat, Dixon, Debbie, Paul, Candace, Cheryl, Dave, Chip, Angela, Theodore and family, Claire Ellen, Julie, Bill, Jeff, Jim, and our homebound. God of grace, your congregations cry out, O God, and you listen. Renew all who facilitated Holy Week and Easter worship. Open our hearts to discern where God calls each of us to serve. God of grace, accept our gratitude, O God, for the lives of those who now rest in you, especially Dietrich and all whose lives have been given in faithfulness to the gospel. Grant us your peace amid our fears. God of grace,
we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sins, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. We give you thanks, Father, through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, whom you sent to this end of the ages to save and redeem us and to proclaim to us your will. He is your word, inseparable from you, through whom you created all things and in whom you take delight. He is your word, sent from heaven to a virgin's womb. He there took on our nature and our lot and was shown forth as your Son, born of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. He, our Lord Jesus, fulfilled all your will and won for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands in suffering in order to free from suffering those who trust in you. He is the one who handed over to a death he freely accepted in order to destroy death, to break the bonds of the evil one, to crush hell underfoot, to give light to the righteous, to establish his covenant and show forth the resurrection. Taking bread and giving thanks to you, he said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and gave thanks, gave it to all to drink, saying, "This is the cup in the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for many people, for all the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this cup and this bread, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you. Send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts and your church, gathering into one all who share this bread and wine. Fill us here with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we
we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
When he sat at table with them, he took the bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them.
Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him.
I invite the ushers to come forward, and if there's children partake first, please come forward as well.
Thank you.
who have been filled with the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, go tell the world of his love.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen. Those that will be serving homebound to the communion to the homebound, if you'd like to come forward. Gracious God, loving all your family with a mother's tender care, as you sent the angel to feed Elijah with heavenly bread, assist those who sent forth to share your word and sacrament with those who are homebound. In your love and care, nourish and strengthen those who will receive this sacrament, and give us all the comfort of your abiding presence through the body and your blood of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. St. John Lutheran Church, Windfall, is centered in the Word, strengthened in the sacraments, sent into community, share the love of Christ. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.